Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe P. Zapia, and it's day two of NFL Free Agent Frenzy. That's right. We've got a lot going on here. Thank goodness it wasn't boring, because there's nothing worse than NFL free agency when things drag. But no. The salary cap has expanded. The RB draft class isn't great, and running backs are moving all over the place. It is crazy, and day two was no surprise. More running backs have landed. And of course, look who landed here. It's my good pal, Andrew Erickson. Fit as a fiddle, as always. I gotta say, Andrew, I really enjoy all the social stuff you've been doing lately. I like Andrew Erickson in the car, on long walks. I'd like to see you do one at the beach. Like, I feel like, you know, the Andrew Erickson out and about town is my favorite social media Andrew Erickson.
Well, I'm just trying to show the people that I don't just exist with this Fantasy Pros backdrop. Like, there is more to
you
me
don't?
Than, yeah, I do go outside occasionally when it's not freezing outside in the Boston area. So, yeah, I'm trying to just gotta peel back the curtain just a little bit on the Andrew Erickson, the Big Pod Energy experience here in 2024.
Well, in our Nashville trip together, I experienced that full force. We got the karaoke Erickson. We got the dancing on top of bars Erickson. It was a good time. But pictures to follow. Let's get to the running backs here. And I guess we have to start with what we missed yesterday, because Derek Brown and I wrapped yesterday's conversation, and did we wrap, then the Austin Eckler news broke shortly after. So Austin Eckler on his way out of Los Angeles. He's going to head to the Commanders, which is, I think, kind of an odd landing spot potentially, but a 2-year deal worth $11.43 million. So it feels like a significant hit to his fantasy value to me, a player last year that I was kind of avoiding in drafts. But want your take here, Andrew. What does this mean for Eckler's fantasy value, and what does this Commanders backfield look like with Eckler now a part of it?
Well, it reunites Eckler. It's something we talked about in some of the prediction shows, where Anthony Lynn is the new run game coordinator for the Commanders, and there's obviously ties to him with Eckler dating to their days back in the Chargers. And what did Anthony Lynn do with the Chargers? It was a two-way committee with Melvin Gordon and Austin Eckler. Like, that's what we saw, so that's what I expect to see. But in this instance, it's going to be Brian Robinson, you know, operating alongside Austin Eckler. So Eckler has been begging, like, every single coach for him to take touches off of his body. And it eventually caught up with him last year, where they couldn't do it again. He had to be the bell cow, and he got hurt and was not productive. So I think that we're going to see him more in a just traditional pass-catching role. I don't think Eckler's going to be someone that we're ranking as like a top 12 running back anymore, unless there's an injury to Brian Robinson. So I think we're going to see a platoon approach between these two running backs in an offense led by a rookie quarterback. So I think there are going to be some question marks. I think Eckler's going to end up being like a matchup-based play. But for the most part, I don't think that he's going to be a fantasy RB1 anymore. Not even potentially a fantasy RB2. I know my early rankings, like, he's outside my top 24, and similar with Brian Robinson. So it's going to be a committee, I would bet, in Washington with an offense that has a lot of question marks.
So you're saying not even a 2. That's really interesting. Where is he in your early rankings on Fantasy Pros?
So right now I have Austin Eckler, as I'm kind of updating rankings retroactively as guys get signed, I have him as my RB31. So really super excited, but there's a lot of other running backs in better situations. Like, would you rather have a Commanders running backs, or would you rather have Steelers running backs? Like, that's something that you have to look at. It's like, I'd rather have Jalen Warren. Jalen Warren's going to catch passes. He's got more juice at this point in his career than Austin Eckler does.
All right, let's see how much juice is left with Derrick Henry, the big man. We predicted this on the show multiple times. So he has now landed $20 million deal, $16 million up front there for 2 years with Baltimore. So a great deal, I think, for the Baltimore Ravens. Gives them a physical presence here. They have struggled to keep running backs healthy. The one thing you could say about Derrick Henry, even though he is 30, is that You know, Derrick Henry is a beast. You see the workout videos, you see everything going on. You know, usually guys hit this age and they fall off dramatically. But, you know, Derrick Henry is a player who I think is one of these anomalies because he's such a freak of nature physically. But now with a big name on a big team, this could once again beef up maybe absurdly his fantasy value. Do you think that artificial inflation is something we're going to see in drafts come the late summer?
I don't think so, because what did you headline when you talked about Derrick Henry? You talked about how he's 30, but you didn't talk about how he was second in the NFL in rushing yards last year. You didn't talk about how he was still top 10 in yards after contact last year as an efficiency number. Look, he's not the same Derrick Henry in his prime, but Derrick Henry at this stage in his career is still a top 10 running back in the NFL. So I think that's what people need to get their minds about when it comes to Derrick Henry. He can still be really productive. We saw Mark Ingram in the twilight of his career go to Baltimore and be a top five fantasy running back. If you Google Derrick Henry, Mark Ingram, you're going to see a picture of Derrick Henry next to Mark Ingram, and Mark Ingram look like a child compared to Derrick Henry. So bringing back the Heisman backfield to Baltimore, I think this is a fantastic landing spot. And I think that Derrick Henry's age and kind of how he was lackluster at times last year, really boom or bust, I think that's going to be in the top of minds of fantasy managers. I don't think you're going to have to draft Derrick Henry in the second round like you've had to in years past. I think that he's going to end up being a value because of the age, and I would take full advantage of it, especially because he doesn't catch a lot of passes. But I'm looking at touchdown production. We saw Gus Edwards get 13 touchdowns last year in this offense. Can Derrick Henry get double-digit touchdowns? I think so.
I think so, too. I already made some plays, throwing out some draft picks in some dynasty leagues for Derrick Henry. People might look at the age and say, oh, you know, he's probably done, but you know what? I want him this year, at the very least, if a team is competing. I'm looking at that picture of him and Mark Ingram, and the side eye from Mark Ingram is harsh. Let me tell you, very harsh looking up at Derrick Henry there. More running backs have changed places, too. So before you know, start to really form your opinions or maybe run and start making some wagers, make sure if you do that, you do it over on DraftKings Sportsbook, because the thrill and excitement of March Mania is here in DraftKings Sportsbook. One of America's top-rated sportsbook apps is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. We're going to have a lot of NCAA tournament breakdowns. I know Ryan's going to be working on that for everybody on Betting Pros and on Fantasy Pros. So if you're interested in betting on the tournament, do it at DraftKings. But when you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, make sure you use that promo code FANTASYPROS. That's one word, FANTASYPROS, because new customers can bet $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with that promo code FANTASYPROS. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer. Issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/promos for deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Erickson, another running back with a big name, is in a new spot. The Houston Texans bring in veteran Joe Mixon, who I think it's safe to say has been a disappointment more often than not. I mean, there's been some moments, you know, a season or two or a season and a half sometimes, or maybe one illustrious game. But this is an intriguing one now, too, because it is a big name player. It's a running back going to a team that has aspirations, that made the playoffs last year, too, that people are excited about. So what do you foresee the Joe Mixon value now that he is a Houston Texan?
I think he's a back end fantasy RB1. Look, I know you talked about how Joe Mixon has kind of been someone that's, oh, he's always inefficient. Like, we've been waiting forever for him to finally get cut by the Bengals. And finally, the Bengals decided they didn't even cut him. He still didn't get cut. He got traded. So somehow Joe Mixon escaped his entire Bengals career without actually getting cut. So he got traded to the Texans ultimately. And I think that matters because it showed that, hey, another team valued him enough to trade actual assets for him as opposed to just waiting for him to hit the waivers. So for me, Joe Mixon, like, who's there for competition? Damian Pierce. We saw Damian Pierce get absolutely dusted by Devin Singletary last year. Devin Singletary was very productive down the stretch for the Texans, despite the fact that we talked about it every single week. The entire Texas offensive line was injured all last season, and yet Devin Singletary was still productive. So do I expect Joe Mixon to go out and lead the NFL in rushing yards? No. But is he going to score touchdowns? Is he going to catch passes? Because Damian Pierce is a zero in the passing game? Yes. So he's checking off all the boxes of all the things you like from a fantasy producing running back. And no, I don't think that he's going to end up being, you know, this super elite efficient running back. That's never been his game. But in the things that matter for fantasy points, like how Joe Mixon was a top five running back in fantasy points scored last year, why can't at the age of 28, can he continue to produce fantasy points in an offense that we're all excited about? So I'm hoping the narrative around Mixon is, when I asked Worm about it, he was like, oh, Mixon, he's washed. I'm like, oh yeah, RB5 last year, washed. Okay, fine. I'll take the washed running back on the up-and-coming Houston Texans offense all day. So I'm excited about this landing spot. I think he can see a ton of volume and score a lot of touchdowns.
Well, you saw when that line got healthier last year as the season went on, that's when Singletary started to pop at that time, towards that, you know, midway point in the season. So I think that is a cagey moment here. I mean, Derrick Henry, I think, is so far of the three that we've talked about, the guy I think is the most intriguing. I think we both agree on that. Mixon might end up being somebody that, like you said, perhaps gets a little less credit than he deserves, and maybe Austin Eckler is going to get too much credit potentially. Is that your breakdown of these big three running backs? Am I getting that right?
I think so. I mean, I'm not excited about Eckler. Like, I had kind of
well,
in my
that's
mind
clear.
That
you put him at 31. I think that's pretty clear. You're not excited.
I don't even think it's obvious to say that he's going to be better than Brian Robinson. Like, who's going to get more touches in that backfield? It's a brand new coaching staff. How are they going to use him? If he's not seeing a lot of touches on the ground, okay, then he has to do it all through the air. There's a lot of pass catchers. This is not the same Chargers offense where every wide receiver is hurt on the team every single week, where Eckler can just vacuum up targets. Like, they have a lot of healthy bodies between Terry McLaurin, between Jahan Dotson, the tight end, like the running backs out of the back. Like, so for me, it's like, I'm not convinced, especially how Eckler, we talk about inefficiencies. Austin Eckler was the most inefficient among all these veteran running backs, aside from Aaron Jones.
Interesting piece here too. Darnell Mooney, we'll get to in a second, but Zach Moss is the guy that ends up replacing Joe Mixon. Now, Moss is interesting because Moss was a guy that I think all of us wrote off. He lands in Indianapolis last year. Jonathan Taylor is the guy that obviously, you know that started the year in a little bit of a contract dispute when last we saw him. And then Zach Moss sort of was a revelation off the waiver wire. Can Zach Moss be productive replacing Joe Mixon?
So this one I've thought a lot about, and this one I did my intro TikTok earlier today. It was about Zach Moss landing with the Bengals and kind of talking out him with Chase Brown. And yeah, I think Zach Moss kind of looks more like the two down grinder, where I think they prefer Chase Brown in a pass catching role. We saw Chase Brown carve out a role as a rookie last year alongside Joe Mixon. I think that matters because it showed that the coaching staff, hey, we want to get this guy on the field, where Zach Moss has really never been that running back. Like, he had to be used as a desperation piece last year, and obviously he delivered, but I'm not so sure that he's really shown enough at the NFL level on a consistent basis where we can trust Zach Moss to actually take on a larger role. For me, Zach Moss reminds me a lot more of the Alexander Mattison types where, oh, like, he filled in because the guy got hurt and he was productive, but he's never been someone that the coaches said, oh, we got to get this guy on the field. Like, that's never been Zach Moss's game. So for me, I think I'm leaning more on Team Chase Brown as opposed to Zach Moss. I think Zach Moss to me looks more like the prototypical dead zone running back where he's not going to catch passes. He has to be efficient, and the Bengals offensive line doesn't necessarily dictate that's going to happen.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of
that. I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk about Aaron Jones because obviously Green Bay made their move for Jacobs. We talked about that yesterday, D-Bro and I. And then he agreed to terms with the Vikings on a one-year, $7 million deal, Aaron Jones. So obviously the stuff last year with the Minnesota backfield did not exactly work out between Madison and Chandler. So look, Aaron Jones, when healthy, has always been productive. So it's hard not to potentially see value here. I know potentially we're looking at a work in progress when it comes to the Vikings. You know, we talk about Sam Darnold, talk about potentially what's going to go on there in the draft. Do they go after JJ McCarthy and trade up, or even trade up even higher potentially in the draft? But as of right now, before we have a little bit more clarity on the QB situation there, what's your take on this Aaron Jones signing for the Vikings?
Makes sense from the Vikings perspective. They need a running back, but if I'm a fantasy player, I'm not drafting Aaron Jones. Like, looking at the contract for starters, 1 year for $7 million. That's the same contract that Dalvin Cook got. Dalvin Cook is like no longer in fantasy. Like, he's totally irrelevant as a fantasy asset. And Aaron Jones is going to be 30 years old this year. Okay. He's been injured. He's been hurt the last two seasons. And again, bringing up the Vikings situation, is it really that great? Like, yeah, you're looking at, okay, well, if Aaron Jones, he gets all the volume, but Aaron Jones has never been a running back that got all the volume. Like, he's always thrived because of efficiency. And what happens when you switch offenses, you get older, you get hurt, your efficiency goes down. So yeah, I get Aaron Jones had a strong end of the season last year because he had fresh legs, because he missed the entire beginning of the season. So of course he's going to look better. And AJ Dillon didn't even play in half of those games. So I think that I would not be distracted and persuade based on his finish last year to be buying back into Aaron Jones. Like, maybe he's productive to start the year, but is Aaron Jones going to be on fantasy championships next year? I would say that he's going to be more of a player that you wish you didn't draft on your fantasy team next year. So for me, early on, Aaron Jones looks like I'm going to be fading.
All right, fair enough there. You know, we were talking about this before the show. You think Sam Darnold's going to make some starts there. He also ended up landing in Minnesota, and you think you could see maybe more Darnold than whatever rookie necessarily ends up there. Give us your thoughts on that as well.
Look, we're looking for who's a retread quarterback that could be, you know, 2022's Geno Smith, 2023 Baker's Mayfield. I'm picking it right now. 2024, it's going to be Sam
Baker's
Darnold.
Mayfield sounds like a town that I visited once in college, and I was like driving back from somewhere, like going cross country, and we stopped in Baker's Mayfield, and we had some moonshine, and then we drove back up to campus. Were you there? I don't remember you being there.
No, I don't think I was. I was probably at karaoke. That's where I was stuck. But
so Darnold.
When it comes to the situation, it's great. He's got Kevin O'Connell. We've seen Kevin O'Connell work magic, obviously, with Kirk Cousins. And even last year with the carousel of quarterbacks he had to deal with, I mean, Nick Mullins was out throwing 300 passing yards every single week. Like, if he could get that from Nick Mullins, I think that he can get it with Sam Darnold, especially with all the weapons Sam Darnold has. Like, the offensive line is in good shape. He has the best wide receiver on the planet. He has Jordan Addison. He's going to get TJ Hockenson back. And how many times do we need to see these quarterbacks like a Sam Darnold be put in good situations and then, oh, what do you know? He's playing pretty well. So I think that Sam Darnold, who's not even 27 years old yet, I still think I'm convinced he's still younger than Bo Nix. Somehow, some way, he's younger than Bo Nix.
Well, he's younger than Stetson Bennett, probably. Here's a question. So if Sam Darnold is the starter, let's say he starts 10 games, you think Justin Jefferson is still going to be all world, all elite with Sam Darnold? Like, you think he's still a top five overall pick in fantasy?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I there's been so many receivers. Like, I think, you know, didn't Devontae Adams teach us this lesson? Like, that if you're an all
DeAndre Hopkins taught us this lesson that, you know, if you're great, sometimes it doesn't matter.
But that's what I mean. It's like, are we really going to fade Justin Jefferson because he lost Kirk Cousins? Like, we're not talking about like Peyton Manning. We're talking about Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins is better than he gets credit for, Erickson.
Yes.
And he's been doing it for a long time. And I'll
And yet the Vikings didn't want it. And the Vikings were like, all right, bye.
Although he has gotten paid $300 million in his career. That's pretty good for Kirk Cousins.
I heard a stat somewhere that he's like very close to the net earnings of LeBron James. Somehow, some way, he's been able to do that.
How? How is that possible?
He makes a lot of money. He's been able to do it wherever he goes. He gets
LeBron
max contracts.
James? Well, certainly not from the endorsements.
No, not endorsements.
Although,
of course,
that Kohl's sponsorship is right around the corner. One more piece. Speaking of Kirk Cousins, see what I did here? Darnell Mooney goes to the Falcons. Everybody wants to be a Falcon now. We were musing yesterday, oh, maybe the Falcons will take another wide receiver in the draft. Does the Darnell Mooney signing change that calculus at all for you? And do you think that Mooney can be, you know, the third or fourth target in this offense and be somebody that you might be a flex wide receiver interested in?
I don't think from the get-go, I don't think he's going to be that. I really think that he's going to need an injury for one of these other players to get hurt in front of him. So I think London's still the alpha in the offense. I mean, because I don't think you can see London, Bijan, Pitts, and Mooney all thrive at the same time. Like, that's for me, I think Kirk Cousins, yeah, he's good, but like, I don't think he's that good to support four guys at the same time.
let's see, we saw Jefferson, Hockenson, and Addison all be good at the same time with Hockenson. I mean, three. Different offense. Different that's offense. Three. That's true. Well, they didn't have, I mean, if Dalvin Cook was, you know,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, four is too many. Like, so someone's going to be left out, and I think that's Mooney in the beginning. But if there's a guy that gets hurt, then I think that Mooney, who's going to be the cheapest out of all these guys by far, I think he's going to be a screaming value in fantasy draft because we know he's good. We know Darnell Mooney's a really good player. He's just been dealt with injuries last year specifically, just didn't work out for him. I think the Falcons got a good player. It's funny because I'm pretty sure he's making the most money out of all three of these guys because of the way that the contracts are working versus rookie contracts. So he's going to have a big role. And I think it takes him out of the receiver conversation. I think in the draft, I think Atlanta, for me, picking inside the top 10, they're the candidate, most likely candidate for me to pick the first defensive player off the board so they can kind of comp. Because, I mean, all they've done in the offseason right now so far is spent on offense. They got to help on the defensive side.
All right, so that's a snapshot of day two of NFL free agency. I'm sure more to come as we will continue to keep you up to date here on Fantasy Pros. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, Fantasy Pros, and of course, ring the bell for notifications till it goes ding. Tomorrow, day three recap, Ryan and Fitz will be here. They'll probably give you an overview. We'll get Fitz's takes probably on what's been going on. And at the end of the week, we'll do a full recap as well with Ryan, Debro, and Erickson talking about the, you know, the value and where everybody's landed. Fascinating to see already some of these early ranks that the guys are starting to put together. And it has been a very, very heavy running back free agency class. And I feel like, Andrew, the danger of this is that, again, you know, just because a running back changes their address, it doesn't necessarily improve their fantasy value. And I feel like there's a lot of people who are going to make some bad decisions, and hopefully we will help you make the right decisions here at Fantasy Pros. So we'll keep you up to date again with all the latest news and notes. Make sure you follow us. It's two over on social media, over on, of course, TikTok, Instagram, and the X, because we've got all the latest breaking news on all of the free agents and the fantasy impacts as well. That'll do it for us, but the story of the game goes on. For Andrew Erickson, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Fantasy Football Podcast. If you love the show, the best free way to support us is by leaving a positive review on Apple Podcasts at fantasypros.com/review or on Spotify. Follow us on X, Instagram, and TikTok at Fantasy Pros, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.